This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. The title of today's episode is Unorganized Thoughts. This is something I actually do in my personal life. I send friends of mine voice notes of just profound things or things that have just been on my mind that I care to share. And this episode is going to be that, just some things that have been going on that I want to articulate because I believe that they'll bless you guys who are listening. So the first thing is last week, I talked about how this week I was really excited about introducing this new program it was a program for podcasters, people that God has called to this platform. And I don't know if I went into detail, but this program is one where I will be acting not just as a podcast strategist helping people build their platforms, but this will be a space where I could operate as a mentor as well, because I believe that there are just a lot of things that folks who are Christians and called to this space, is a lot for us to talk about and a lot that goes way beyond podcasting that we have to deal with, that we have to master, and that we need to really talk about and discuss, and that I can help you through so that you can be successful in this space, and not just successful as far as numbers or income, but in pleasing God and fulfillment and impact, all of the things. Now, at the same time, there have been some things that have transpired in my personal life. So with my family, we've been dealing with some family emergencies on both my side as well as my husband's side. And the reality of what is on my plate right now is that there's just simply a lot going on. And I'm not one that's easily shaken or easily overwhelmed. I am a strategist by nature. So I'm like, okay, what needs to happen in order for everything to get done? What needs to get put down so that the priorities can get taken care of? That's my thought process. I don't get flustered easily. I go into problem solving mode. So one morning I was driving on my way to open my studio for the day, and I was praying and I was talking to God at that time. And if you read my book, She is Uncompromising, A Christian Woman's Guide to Mastering Motherhood, Business, and Everything in Between, the whole premise of that book is being uncompromising about what God wants you to do, how He wants you to do it, and being relentless and seeking Him for the strategy of whatever it is that you are managing at this time. So in practicing what I preach, I'm driving and I'm talking to God. I'm like, okay, God, these are new factors that have been placed into the schedule, into life for right now. So how are we going about things? And I was just unpacking some emotions that I had and just really talking to my father about how I really feel about a lot of things that are going on. And what God told me to do was don't release the program yet. And I was frustrated. I was like, no, God, I want to release this program. Like, I am excited about it. Putting together all the back end things makes me excited. Pulling together all the resources and speakers and the tech and all of the stuff that goes into releasing and launching something new, I was very, very excited about it. Thinking about those that I'll be able to help and how their platforms will grow, but they'll also grow as individuals and grow stronger in their relationship with Christ. I was so excited about it. And in talking to God, I'm like, why would you not want me to do that? Like, you literally called me to do this. You gave me all the details of this program. You gave me this idea. You gave me everything. So why can't I release it? And what God was showing me is that, yes, this is something that you enjoy, but don't downplay the fact that it's still work. And the reality of what you have on your plate right now, you need to focus on those things and you need to not take on any more responsibility until some of the things that's on your plate right now are able to be cleared out. So like the family emergencies that we're dealing with are things that are not necessarily long term, at least I pray not, but things that aren't necessarily long term, but they are things that need to be tended to immediately right now. And as what he was doing was being a good father. Saying like, hey, yes, this is for you. I want you to do this. I've called you to do this. All of that you're saying, 100% true. But I also care about you. You being okay, you being whole, you being calm, you having peace, you being able to do the things and really experience the joy that you have as you execute it. So after throwing a slight temper tantrum, because I really wanted to release the program, I really just sat and just gratefulness because God cares so much. And it was a reminder. And somebody like me, I'm constantly taking care or pouring out into other people. So whether it's my family, my children, whether it's my business, those I work with, friends, whatever, like I'm constantly pouring out and serving in some type of capacity. And I don't have many places that pour back into me. Like I have friends that I can reach out to if I need wise counsel or if I need to get poured back into, and they will. And I have friends who will check up on me unsolicited, but God is, He cares and He's constantly there. He's constantly there to comfort me. He's constantly there to protect me. He's constantly there to give me wisdom and insight and peace and comfort and love. And it was just a reminder as He was giving me this instruction, it was a reminder of how much He loves me. And I have to be honest, that feels really, really good. And I don't bring this to the show just to run my mouth, but I bring this here because I want you to understand that God loves you. And just as much as He cares about the assignment He's giving you, He cares about your condition as you execute that assignment.
that some of you, you may be in a space where you're confused because God has given you this idea, this business, this program, whatever it may be, but you're frustrated because there seems to be some conflict around the timing. And so it has you second guessing, is this what God called me to do? But what he's saying is, yes, I've called you to do that. Yes, you are authorized to do that, but I don't want you to release it just yet because I care about you. I love you. I care about the condition that you're in as you execute the call. So again, if you're in that space where you have this assignment and it doesn't feel like the right time, don't let that second guess if you're in alignment. But go to God with a level of appreciation that he cares so much that he won't let you release something or walk into a new territory or a new season without it being time for that. And I feel like we always have this sense of urgency because probably because of social media and things like that, where it's like, well, if I don't get to it, somebody else is going to do it. If I don't launch it, somebody else is going to do it. But God, if it's for us, y'all, it's for us. And I had that mindset too. I'm like, God, but if I don't, then what? And he's like, then what? When you do, everything that you're expecting right now is still going to be there. And you're going to be able to enjoy it that much more because it'll be time for it. You'll be in the right condition for it. You'll be able to bless people that much more because you'll be in the right condition for it. So the program is not coming out yet, but please believe. When that time comes, your girl's coming out swinging. And I am still very excited about what God is going to do. It's just not time just yet. My next unorganized thought came about earlier this week. On Wednesday, I had the pleasure of hosting the Supernaturally Paid Praise and Worship Service. And Supernaturally Paid is a ministry by a friend of mine, Raven Hoket, who has been on the show many times, many times. Many of you know Raven, are familiar with her, followed her from listening to the show. And she has a ministry called Supernaturally Paid. And I remember I was praying for her recently and God just gave me a message to share with her. So I shared it with her and I told her, I'm like, hey, I know you're having your event in Baltimore. Let me know if you need anything. I'm going to be there regardless. You know, if you need me to help set up, break down, like I'll be down for whatever when it comes to serving. I personally don't feel like I need to have a microphone at all. If you need somebody to mop the floor and clean the bathrooms before or after the event, like I'm down for whatever when it comes to serving God's visions. So I told her that, like, whatever you need from me, just let me know. But either way, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be praying. So she reaches back out a couple weeks after that and was like, hey, yeah. So remember when you told me if I needed anything? She was like, do you mind hosting? And I was like, yeah, of course. I told you if you need anything, I got you. So yeah, no problem. I was fully prepared to be a blessing. I don't think that I was fully prepared for how God was going to bless me. Whenever I speak or any type of thing professionally, especially as it relates to faith-based activities, I always fast beforehand. So that morning, I fasted leading up to the event and had been praying, and God had gave me some notes and things to share and just some instructions in regards to my role in the night. So I get there and I meet so many of you who listen to the show where I needed some caffeine. I wake up early. This event was going late into the night. I needed some caffeine to get through the evening. So I met some of you there. We walked to the coffee shop, got some coffee, walked back. But just being able to meet those who have been blessed by this podcast. So many was like, oh my gosh, I listened to your show. Your show changed my life. Or talking to others, like, oh, I found out about Raven through your show. And just being able to sit and have conversations with you guys who listen to the show, it just really blessed me. And I was telling my husband on the ride home, it's like, when it comes to podcasting, it's not super personal in that, well, the way that I do it, because now there are a lot of people who have like Patreons and things where they're live and they're still interacting with their audience while they're recording. I don't do my show like that. I personally like to just focus on recording the audio so that I could hear and be sensitive to the spirit in real time. A lot of extra variables can be a distraction for me personally. So the way that I do the show is when God gives me the message, I come on, open my computer. I'm usually like in my kids' playroom, somewhere ducked off, recording. So it's not very personal. And I am recording, I upload, I hit send. Outside of like the analytics, outside of if you leave a review, outside of if I get a message on social media, I have no clue if this show has blessed you.
This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother or anyone who was in a car with us just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspective. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping?
Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
And I am very much so okay with that. I was telling my husband that I prefer that because I never want anybody's praises or anybody's critiques to dictate how and the way in which I show up on God's platform, because this is not my platform. The only thing that I look for when I record an episode is the peace in knowing that I did what I was supposed to do. I listen for God's affirmations and letting me know that He's pleased with the episode, with what the platform is doing. That's what matters to me. All that other stuff is cool. And there's a place for it, but I don't like to feed into it too much because I don't want to get drawn into it, right? I'm a firm believer that if you live by the applause, you'll die by the booze. And I need to be of the mindset that whether this show, people are telling me it's blessing them or not, I'm still going to show up and do and say what God has called me to do and say, period. But this particular evening, it blessed me because I don't have that personal aspect to be able to sit and talk to people and hear how this show has blessed them. God, I feel like God knew that I needed that because I've been doing this show for a minute. I've been recording since 2016. The show launched in 2017, but I was recording prior to that because just part of my process is I believe in having episodes, a good amount of episodes recorded before launching. So I'm in a place now where I've been doing this for 7-8 years. I'm in a place where this industry has become so saturated. My life looks different. What I can produce is a lot more limited simply because of I have a family. I have a husband, 2 kids. Those are my priorities. So it's Sunday right now when I'm recording this episode. This episode is coming out late because I told y'all I'm going through some things with my family. And so those things are just a priority right now. I'm still going to get the show out because I'm still committed to what God has called me to do. However, this is just a pocket of time that I have to get it done. And so with the way my process and things are looking differently in this season, and because I'm still trying to figure out some things, as God has me through many transitions personally, I am navigating that and being relentless and seeking Him on, you know, how I need to do things as far as the structure of my life goes. So as I'm figuring a lot of things out offline, it does create a sense of insecurity sometimes when it comes to what I'm doing. And I'm going to be completely honest and transparent about that. As successful as I've been in podcasting, as committed as I've been, as how I've just seen the impact of what podcasting can do because it's genuinely and truly changed my life personally, there's still some insecurity there. And I've been vocal about that even over the last couple of weeks. There's still sometimes is some insecurity. And I don't mind it because that just lets you know that I'm not coming here with pride or ego. I'm coming here as a humble servant of the Lord. And with that humility comes me giving up some elements of control. I'm coming here as a servant, not as a strategist. And that's difficult for somebody like me who is very type A, who likes to figure all things out. I'm coming here totally putting that on the back burner so that I can be not in my flesh, but truly moved by the Spirit. And there's a place that my flesh will play, right? There's an element of my skill set coming here. My ability to communicate effectively comes here every week. But still, because I'm more servant than strategist, not by choice, but by mandate and assignment by the Lord, it's just a little bit of discomfort. And in that discomfort, I felt that God knew that I was feeling that way. And this is why, again, I'm just so grateful for His love, because I'm going to do what God said regardless. Like, it's not even a question. Obedience is not a question for me. It is what it is going to happen. I'm going to do what He said, no matter how crazy it is. I might kick and scream or have an attitude about it or be scared about it. All of those things. I'm going to feel the feels. But please believe she's going to obey the Lord. Like, period. No questions asked. And I'm just so grateful that God doesn't just care about that he also cares about my condition in that. He cares about me feeling loved through uncomfortable times. And I'm so grateful for that. And I believe that by me going and speaking at the event this week, he allowed me to see and feel his love through other people. People talking about just where they were when they first started listening to the show and talking about how it blessed them to see what God has done in Raven's platform and how people were getting freed and delivered in there. And the story behind the organization is that I asked her to speak on this show around the subject of being supernaturally paid. I was doing a series and I was planning it out, and God told me to ask her to speak about being supernaturally paid, not knowing all the things that was going on and what he was doing in her. So that one seed that I planted was able to birth such a beautiful ministry. And here I am, having the privilege to even host this event. It was an honor for me. And I just felt the love of God. I felt the intentionality of God. I felt the strategy of God. I even talked about at the event how when I was in Raven's program and some years ago when she was my business coach, and she was the first person I knew that would pray before sessions. Like, she wasn't doing Bible studies and fasts and all the stuff she's doing now. It was just like a prayer call. Simple as that. We pray in and then we get into business. But that seed was planted in me so that when God told me to change the podcast and to speak about making him the CEO of businesses, while difficult, while new, while foreign, I still was a twinge more comfortable because that seed has been planted. I planted a seed by following God's instructions and having her speak about being supernaturally paid on the podcast. And that seed has grown into a ministry. And even as I was there praying, I was seeing what God is going to do through that ministry. And I personally was in awe. And again, I just felt the love and the intentionality of God. And I felt like he knew that that is what I personally needed. And I'm so grateful for it. And I share that because I wanted to plant some seeds of trust in you that God knows what he's doing and that God cares about your condition in the middle of the assignment. So if you're in a space where you are feeling a little insecure about what he's called you to do, you feel maybe lost in just all the noise of whatever your industry is, if you feel like you might get left behind because you're focusing on family or you're focusing on something else that God has called you to do, you may feel like your business may suffer if you're not 1000% all in on the business. I want you to understand that God knows what he is doing. He's going to care for you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to make your name great. He's going to bless whatever it is he's called you to do. He has made this platform great. He has made my name great as a result of my obedience to him and his platform. He will continue to. Wherever we go, it will be because of God. Whatever impact he calls me to make, it will be because of him. And I'm grateful for that. And even in the uncertainty or just the discomfort of whatever season we may find ourselves in, he loves us so much that he will be there to comfort us. I didn't know that I was going there to get loved on, to get filled up in any type of way. I thought that I was there to serve, and I was 1000% fine with that. But God just knew. He knew what he was doing when he asked Raven to ask me to host. He knew what he was doing. So not only did so much deliverance happen in the room, not only was the spirit of poverty broken off of people, but God also broke some things off of me. He also ministered to my heart. And what's so funny is that I started to notice a bit of a trend with God. And remember, I told you guys sometime last year that I was at another event serving, just there to support and to pray. That's really, I just be showing up to support and pray, like, for real, and do whatever's necessary. Like, that's my heart. So I'm at another event showing up to support, to pray, to be of a helping hand, whatever way. And God had answered a prayer of mine as it related to if I was to have IVF or if I was to, if my husband and I were to continue to try to conceive naturally for what has now become my second son. And I wasn't there for that. I wasn't there praying about that. I was there serving. And God honored my heart by answering something that was on my heart. Same thing here. I'm showing up to serve. And because my heart was in the right place, God also mended some things and healed some things in me. He loved up on me in a way that I didn't even know I needed. I wasn't even praying for anything in particular or asking God to show me anything for this situation. I was just there to serve, but he knew what I needed, even if I didn't. And he met me at that space. So again, this just is a lesson that I want you to take. Just continue to serve no matter what is going on, no matter what internal noise or back and forth you may be going through in your head, no matter what discomfort you may feel, just keep your heart in a place to serve God. Keep your actions in a place where you serve and obey him. And I promise you, whether you even have the words to pray for it or not, God will meet you there and he will give you the desires of your heart. You don't have to know and be able to articulate the desires of your heart for him to give them to you. And that's something that I've learned and that I've been processing. And while I'm talking about it here today, I don't have to be able to communicate the desires of my heart for God to know that I need them. And what a great father he is for that. I personally am encouraged. I pray that you are too, by me just processing and talking through what God has been speaking to me about and me just bringing my unorganized thoughts to this platform. I pray that they blessed you. I pray that you feel seen. And I pray that I've encouraged you to just continue to serve God and serve visions that he's assigned you to. So that's it for this episode. We're coming up on time. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Thank you to everybody who I was able to meet, who told me how the show has blessed you. I genuinely, genuinely appreciate it. And I'm grateful that God is just continuing to use this platform, not just for you to be connected with me, but to be connected with other pure-hearted people who are after God's own heart. So that's it for this episode. Love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.